Welcome to a movie a day review. Today I got two movies for you, and I try to put a theme to it. One is horror, one is science fiction. Even though that's not the same type of genre, there's some connecting tissue in the movie. Plus, I just want to get not two movie reviews out of the way already. I saw Paranormal Activity 4 and what's the other movie? Looper, science fiction movie with Bruce Willis. First Paranormal Activity. I only saw this movie because, first, I had no intention of going to see this movie or pay any money to see this movie at all. But I went to see Argo, the Ben Affleck movie. So I said, I want my money's worth. So I want to see Argo and Looper. And by the time Argo was done, Looper didn't start for another, whatever, hour. Almost 2 hours, I say hour and a half. So in between then, I went to see a movie to kill the time, because I wanted to get my money's worth. Fuck that, three for the price of one or whatever. But anyway, because I'll be darned, $12 is a lot to pay for one movie. So I wanted to see Looper. But it was late too. I don't like seeing movies real late, but. Hey, actually, that's a testament to Looper because Looper is the one I saw really late and I was still into it. But let's talk about Paranormal 4. After Argo got out, I went to watch Paranormal Activity 4. I said, damn, nothing else was playing at that time, at that exact time. And I was like, fuck it. And I just went in there and then I sat in the movie theater and I was like, damn. And I forgot because I was watching these good trailers. I forgot what trailers they showed for Paranormal Activity 4, but I was like, yeah, all right, I'm at the movies. Then the movie started with that found footage bullshit, like somebody's video camcorder footage started. I was like, damn, that's right. I'm watching Paranormal Activity 4. Shit. Now, I never fall for these movies. Fuck these movies. Okay. I fell for it once, just because it was new, and that was a movie called Blair Witch Project in 1999, the first really found footage movie. No, actually, there probably was others, like you could say Cannibal Holocaust, because basically that's the footage of a horrible scene put together into a movie. It's a fictional movie, but the first of this new era of people with video cameras. And oh, we found footage, and the whole movie is found footage, and I hate that term, ugh, because it's not really found footage. It's really something that was made, a fictional movie that was rehearsed and written, and they staged it. You could call it cinematography because they staged it a certain way. So it's not found footage. It's really a movie. But it's just a cheap movie. And the first one, Blair Witch Project, sucked. Oh, I hated that movie so fucking much. It was like all bad. And then at the end, there's something quote unquote scary happened for the ending of the movie. And you didn't get your answers. So therefore, you were spooked by it. And people loved that shit, lapped it up, fell for it. Fuck it. I guess we all fell for it. But fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, shame on you. Years later, they come out with Paranormal Activity, and that became a hit. And I just saw it was Blair Witch all over again, with the two stars of the movie, two of the stars of the movie. And they both the girl, the lead girl in Blair Witch, kind of looks like the lead girl in Paranormal Activity. Very normal, very plain, not a face that you want to look at most of the time. And the camera was in their face the whole time. And both women kind of disappeared after the movie, except for the girl in Paranormal is keep showing up in the sequels. Okay? And I hope that's all. Nobody should reward that kind of non-acting, that kind of ugliness. Because if you're ugly, or if you're somebody whose face is unpleasant to look at, you shouldn't be on the screen. Get the fuck off the screen. Or you should play a little role like the nurse or receptionist. Which is a bit role, but not the lead in a movie. And I don't know what happened to the girl from Blair Witch. She just disappeared. But they both were on the covers of Entertainment Weekly that week that the movie came out and hit big. And it's like, these movies suck. Why are these people being rewarded? Well, fuck it. Fuck it. I didn't go see the movies. Part one I saw because they were showing. I went to a friend's house. It was a big Halloween get-together, and they wanted to watch movies. And we saw that. We saw, they watched Paranormal Activity, which is like a year after it came out. And I thought it sucked. And Clint Kingsley, my movie friend, is one of those who fell for it. He's like, no, you got to see this in the dark. Nobody, y'all can't talk. Because he watched it alone in his home on a computer or something in the dark. And I guess he was spooked by it. I'm like, that doesn't make it a good movie. So that sucked. And I didn't see any of the other movies. Like I said, I told you why I went to see it this time. This was better part one. Of course, it better be. Because people try to give part one props because it was the first one and it made a lot of money. But it was horrible. And this was better than that because maybe it's because I saw it in the theater with the audience reactions in there. And to me, it was like the audience was trying to make it scary to themselves. I'm like, this ain't shit. But I will say this. The lead actress, let me see if I got her name up here, who was in most of the movie, played by her name. Her real name is Catherine Newton. She played the character Alex. And she got a boy. Here on the listing, it says her name is Alex and her boyfriend's name was Alex. Something is wrong. But no, her name was Alex in the movie. I remember that. Catherine Newton. She was good. She was good. So I give her that. And she was in a sitcom. Let's see here. She was in somebody's sitcom. Oh, Gary Unmarried with Jay Moore. I guess she probably played his daughter. So, and she was in Bad Teacher with Cameron Diaz. Now, I'm not saying this in a pedophile way or a sexual way. I'm saying that she's a beautiful girl, like a beautiful face and a nice little presence that you get to see that, you know, pretty face on the screen. What most of the time, it's a pleasant. She's got it. That bitch named Katie Featherston, who is the one who shows up in all the movies. Her, not so much. Catherine Newton, yeah, she got it. She might have what it takes to be a star. I don't know if she does, but I thought she did fine in this movie. And it's just about, I guess in the last one, Katie, who shows up in all the movie, and the kid that she abducted, the baby she abducted in the last movie, they show up as they're as a quote unquote mother and son in a neighborhood. She supposedly gets hurt and has to go to the hospital, and they don't explain that she probably really wasn't hurt. They try to make it at the movie, oh, she wasn't hurt. She just went to the hospital so the people in the house across the street would take in Robbie. And you know why, because he's a ghost and he wants to infect the house with his ghost. So she faked her way in the hospital because she quote unquote looked healthy. That bitch, how would that's a lot to have to be explained right there. That doesn't even make sense. Then people in the across the street just took her son in, no questions asked. You know, it's like, no, take that motherfucker to CPS. He's a creepy kid who hangs out in their backyard, in their clubhouse, the little kid's clubhouse in the backyard. He hangs out there in the middle of the night. He's creepy. But they took him in, and of course, the hauntings ensue. But it's mostly there's actually a shot, and I think they did this because they think they're really doing something with film. There's a shot, because it's all shot from video cameras and computers, mostly laptop computer cameras. There's a shot of just a wall in a hallway. It seemed like for a minute straight, nothing. A minute, just so they could have a little specter run across the screen, and we're supposed to jump. Oh my gosh, there's a specter, oh my gosh. And then of course there's a jump scare after that. But it's like, no. If you're going to hold it there and have the specter run across, don't have it there for what seems like a whole minute. Like a whole fucking minute with nothing happening and we're supposed to pay attention real hard. No, the audience is going to get bored and look down and then the specter runs across. I kept my eyes trained on the film because I knew that sooner or later something was going to run across, because I think I heard a review. And I said, okay, there's something's going to run across the screen here. Let me pay attention. If not, if I didn't know about that, I would have put my head down and looked away, and I would have missed the specter. Fuck this movie. Fuck it. I want to say it's not as bad as the other one. I don't know what to say. I liked the characters. To me, some people were annoyed by one of the characters. The main character's boyfriend, people were annoyed by him. But I thought it was, I mean, of course you're going to have her doing stupid shit like bringing, you're running, if you're running from something scared and you're in danger, you're not going to hold your laptop or hold your phone up to see what's going on, okay? But you know that that's what the case is going to be. Oh, and the thing I don't like so much was, surprisingly, I was surprisingly tolerant of this, but you know why I think I was tolerant? Because my expectations was zero, okay? I think that's why I wouldn't want to sit through this movie again. There was a lot of boring scenes in it, so I don't know why I'm not having more fury. I think I'm not furious and hating of this because I expected it to be even worse. But no, they actually had a likable character or two and some actual dialogue, some real dialogue, you know. Unlike another movie, you know, like the characters here, they could have just done this thing where everybody talk at the same time and make it gibberish. No, they had a little bit of, they had a line, somebody, they had a script that they had to go across. And oh, but here's the thing, they do stupid stuff like when the characters are talking about something, they'll cut it off mid-sentence. Or, because, oh, this is found footage, so we don't have the rest of the footage, which is bullshit, because they was filming hours and hours straight. That's how they made in the movie, that we're seeing pieces of footage of hours of footage. So you mean to tell me she cuts off her camera in the middle of her sentence? Fuck this movie. Okay, I don't recommend it. Okay, I wonder if there's going to be another one next year where, you know what? Hell yes, there is. This movie, I just saw, it's only the second day that's been out, and the first day it made $15 million on Friday. Okay, so by the time this weekend is over, in this first weekend, there's no doubt it's probably going to make around $30 million, at least $30 million in the weekend. We'll see, maybe not, but I think it's going to make around $30 million at the least, and this movie don't cost shit because it doesn't have any stars in it, and it probably cost $1 million to shoot it, or $2 million, or $3 million. If this movie cost, even if this movie cost $10 million, it was worth it to make it for the money, because that's why they make Hollywood movies, for the money. I'm not going to see another one. No. Second movie. Okay, and speaking of precocious kids, because this one kid in Paranormal Activity was precocious as fuck. I'm not annoying, you know, talking shit. I wanted to smack the shit out of him. Little Robbie. I wanted to smack the shit out of Little Robbie. But what's the other movie I saw? Looper. Let me put it here in IMDb. There was a precocious kid in this. I'm just going to say that about it. I don't want to say nothing about it because I didn't know nothing about this movie coming in. And the elements, well, I didn't know. I mean, I knew about the movie going in. It's about loopers. It's people in the future in 2044. I lost my track. 2044, we're in. There's a lot, you know, it's a regular, it's a future. You got, you know, I think they got like different fuel sources for cars, and there's a few flying motorcycles and a few other things. But for the most part, it's, you know, our world with some more technical advances. Except one advance they don't have in 2044 is time travel. But they do have time travel in 2074, and the mobsters and killers from that time, who it's like Minority Report in 2074, it's hard to kill somebody and get away with it. So what they do is they send the people back in time. The mobsters, they got a whole network where if they want to get somebody killed, they put them in a time machine, send them back, and a looper kills them. And I was going to say, to make it easier, why don't they just kill the person and then send them back in time so the body can't be found? But you know what? There's no evidence at all. If you send the person back in time alive, and then have them get shot. And it works out because as soon as they hit 2044, bam, there's a hitman there to kill, you know, to kill him. Just as soon as they get there, pow, they shoot him and they're dead. Okay. And there's some things that, some questions that, oh, the main problem is, loopers have to kill their own self, about 30 years later. Like, okay, and let me see, how would I put this? Oh, the loopers, the people in 2044 who are killing the people from 2074, they get a big payoff, but the catch is 30 years from now, you're going to be sent back and you're going to be shot. And you got to shoot yourself. For some reason, they send loopers to kill their own selves. You know, but why? Why? Oh, yeah, I think I know that. That's why. Because if you, when you shoot your own body, your own future self from 30 years from now, you, there's gold or and silver and shit packed to your back, and it's a big payoff. So once you close your loop, you get a big payoff, and you know, people celebrate. And that's the movie. But the problem is, one guy, escapes death. He doesn't kill his looper, and that causes a whole bunch of trouble. And the same thing happens with our hero, played by Joseph Gordon-Levitt, when his future self, Joe, played by Bruce Willis, his comes and he thwarts being killed. And it's a whole thing. After that, he's got everybody after him. But there's some there's an unexpected thing in the middle of what the movie's about. It changes up. I didn't expect this change up. It was totally different. It was totally. But let's say that. I was watching Precocious Kids all fucking night. I'm like, damn, what are little kids talking shit like they adults? Smack these motherfuckers. Smack them. Okay, except there's a kid in this movie, you wouldn't want to smack him. But yeah, I like the movie. It was good. It was good. It was different than I thought, but I liked it. And basically that's it. I do recommend Looper. Go see Looper. Go see what else I want you to see? Oh, I don't see Paranormal Activity 4. Well, you know what? I think if you like that kind of thing, you might like Paranormal Activity 4. And there's a very implausible ending at... Well, there's an ending at Paranormal Activity 4 that I have questions about. It's like, okay, why is that? Where'd that come from at the very end of that movie? But I'm not going to spoil it for anybody who might see it. This has been Thum with 2 movie reviews. See you again tomorrow. Bye. Or you'll hear from me tomorrow if you download my Movie A Day podcast. Peace.